Aries, March 21 to April 19, your victories in progress are subtle. They may not be totally visible to you yet. Let me describe them so you can feel properly confident about what you are in the process of accomplishing. 1. A sustained surge of hard-earned personal growth is rendering one of your problems mostly irrelevant. 2. You have been redefining what rewards are meaningful to you, and that's motivating you to infuse your ambitions with more soulfulness. 3. You are losing interest in a manipulative game that doesn't serve you as well as it should. 4. You are cultivating more appreciation for fascinating and useful problems. Taurus, April 20 to May 20, Taurus physicist Richard Feynman was a smart and accomplished person who won a Nobel Prize. He articulated a perspective that will be healthy for you to experiment with in the coming weeks. He said, "I can live with doubt and uncertainty and not knowing. I think it's much more interesting not knowing than to have answers which might be wrong. I have approximate answers and possible beliefs and different degrees of certainty about different things, but I'm not absolutely sure of anything, and there are many things I don't know anything about. Give Feynman's approach a try, dear Taurus. Now is an excellent time to explore the perks of questioning everything. I bet you'll be pleased with how free and easy it makes you feel." Gemini, May 21 to June 20, to earn money, I have worked as a janitor, dishwasher, olive picker, ditch digger, newspaper deliverer, and 23 other jobs involving hard labor. In addition, I have done 8 artistic jobs better suited to my sensitive temperament and creative talents. Am I regretful or resentful about the thousands of hours I toiled at tasks I didn't enjoy? A little. But mostly I'm thankful for them. They taught me how to interact harmoniously with a wide array of people. They helped forge my robust social conscience. And they motivated me to eventually figure out how to get jobs I really loved. Now I invite you to take an inventory of your own work life, Gemini. It's an excellent time to evaluate where you've been and where you want to go in the future. Cancer, June 21 to July 22, there are so many kinds of sweetness. Zesty, spicy sweetness. Tender, balmy, fragrant sweetness. Sour or bitter sweetness. Musky, piquant sweetness. Luscious, succulent sweetness. One of my favorite types of sweetness is described by Cancerian poet Stephen Dunn. He wrote, "Often a sweetness comes as if on loan, stays just long enough to make sense of what it means to be alive, then returns to its dark source. As for me, I don't care where it's been, or what bitter road it's traveled to come so far, to taste so good. My analysis of the astrological omen suggests to me that you are about to commune with at least 3 of these sweetnesses, Cancerian. Maybe most of them." Leo, July 23, August 22, author Dan Savage advocates regular indulgence in sloth. He notes that few of us can get through 24 hours without a little downtime. Human beings need to stare off into space, look out the window, daydream, and spend time every day being indolent and useless. I concur, and I hope you will indulge in more downtime than usual during the coming weeks. For the sake of your long-term mental and physical health, you need to relax extra deep and strong now, to recharge your battery with delicious and delightful abandon. Virgo, August 23, Sept. 22. According to my deep and thorough analysis of your astrological rhythms, your mouth will soon be a wonder of nature. The words emerging from your lips will be extra colorful, precise, and persuasive. Your taste buds will have an enhanced vividness as they commune with the joys of food and drink. And I suspect your tongue and lips will exult in an upgrade of aptitude and pleasure while plying the arts of sex and intimate love. Congratulations, mouthy maestro. Libra, September 23, October 22. In addition to being a masterful composer, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, 1756-1791, played the piano, violin, harp, bassoon, clarinet, horn, flute, oboe, and trumpet. His experience led him to believe that musicians best express their skills when they play fast. It's more challenging to be excellent when playing slowly, he thought. But I will invite you to adopt the reverse attitude and approach in the coming weeks, Libra. According to my astrological analysis, you will be most successful if you work gradually and incrementally, with careful diligence and measured craftiness. Scorpio, October 23, November. 21. In my horoscopes for Scorpios, I tend to write complex messages. My ideas are especially thick and rich and lush. Why? Because I imagine you as being complex, thick, rich, and lush. Your destiny is labyrinthine and mysterious and intriguing, and I aspire to reflect its intricate, tricky beauty. But this time, in accordance with current astrological omens, I will offer you my simplest, most straightforward oracle ever. I borrowed it from author Mary Ann Hershey. Live with intention. Walk to the edge. Listen hard. Play with abandon. Choose with no regret. Continue to learn. Appreciate your friends. Do what you love. Sagittarius, November 22nd Dec. 21, in her poem Requiem, Anna Akhmatova says, I must kill off memory. And I must learn to live anew. I think most of us can benefit from periodically engaging in this brave and robust exercise. It's not a feat to be taken lightly, not to be done more than once or twice a year. But guess what? The coming weeks will be a time when such a ritual might be wise for you. Are you ready to purge old business and prepare the way for a fresh start? Here are your words of power: forgiveness, clearing, cleaning, release, absolution, liberation. Capricorn, December 22, Jan. 19, we need stories almost as much as we need to breathe, eat, sleep, and move. It's impossible to live without them. The best stories nourish our souls, stimulate our imagination, and make life exciting. That's not to say that all stories are healthy for us. We sometimes cling to narratives that make us miserable and sap our energy. I think we have a sacred duty to de-emphasize and even jettison those stories, even as we honor and relish the rich stories that empower and inspire us. I bring these thoughts to your attention, Capricorn, because you're in a phase of your cycle when you will especially thrive by disposing of the bad old stories and celebrating the good ones. Aquarius, January 20, Feb. 18. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. You are smarter and wiser than you realize about the pressing issues that are now vying for your attention. You know more than you know you know. I suspect this will soon become apparent, as streams of fresh insights rise up from the depths of your psyche and guide your conscious awareness toward clarity. It's okay to squeal with glee every time a healing intuition shows up. You have earned this welcome phase of lucid certainty. Pisces, February 19 to March 20. In indigenous cultures throughout history, shamans have claimed they have the power to converse with and even temporarily become hawks, coyotes, snakes, and other creatures. Why do they do that? It's a long story, but one answer is that they believe animals have intelligences that are different from what humans have. The shamans aspire to learn from those alternate ways of seeing and comprehending the world. Many of us who live in Western culture dismiss this venerable practice, although I've known animal lovers who sympathize with it. If you are game for a fun experiment, Pisces, I invite you to try your own version. Choose an animal to learn from. Study and commune with it. Ask it to reveal intuitions that surprise and enrich you. Homework. What increasingly unnecessary duty could you abandon and thereby fuel your drive to be free? Newsletter.freewillastrology.com